You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, back inside the convention center, Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio, and down here in San Antonio, the Final Four. And the madness concludes with the Final Four National Championship this weekend on TBS. If you can't watch, be sure to listen on Westwood One. All right, we're joined by one of the great figures in college basketball, and he's been one of the great figures and one of the great coaches for a long time. Of course, the Bearcats back in the day with Kmart and that crew, Bobby Huggins, West Virginia royalty. Coach, welcome to the show. How are you today?
I'm doing great now.
Yeah, you're doing well now.
Well, I got to come over and sit down. I've been standing up for about 2 hours.
Well, listen, you're in demand. Everybody wants to. Here's what I want to ask you, because we watch you every year, and every year we hear about how daunting the pressure is. How do you press Virginia? How do you break the press? How do you break the trap? I mean, how can some of the most brilliant minds in college basketball still not really figure out schematically what the hell do you guys do that make it so hard to advance the basketball?
Because we don't know what we're doing. I mean, you know, you can't scout us because we have no idea what we're doing. We just run around and trap people and, you know.
You let your guys be athletes? Is that what it comes down to?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's got to be more than that. I mean, that's really understated. I mean, you've done this so long.
This program is so listened to, so now you want me to give all the secrets.
Hey, listen, you know how it is, Bobby.
All those guys. I know Self's listening right now.
Billy Self.
So, you know.
So is Norm Roberts and the whole staff.
They're all in there. They got their pads out trying to write all this stuff down. I honestly don't know. We started out, it was going to be zone pressure, and then it didn't end up being zone pressure, and then people thought it was run and jump, and it's really not run and jump. Mm-hmm. It's basically what it is our half-court defense extended to full court. That's basically
it's a good summation. Okay, yeah, there you go. That simplifies
that makes it sound easy.
You understand that?
I do. I think we all can understand that, Bobby.
that's rudimentary. When I think about the kids that you recruit, when you go into a kid's home, wherever it may be, down in Virginia, because I'm from Virginia, and you're talking about getting them into this program, what are kids asking you? Are they asking you about the press? Are they asking you about – you know, how you're going to get them ready for the next level? What's the pitch that you give these kids?
You want to hear a funny story? So we go into Javon Carter's home.
Mm-hmm.
Great people. Absolutely great people. So we go in. It's two uncles and his father. And so they're sitting there, and Larry Harrison and I are there. And Larry and I are sitting here, and they're like, we want to ask you some questions. Okay, good. So the one uncle says, listen, I got the first one.
Oh,
man, here we go.
Yeah.
He says, I want to know what you can tell me that assures me that you'll be there all 4 years that my nephew's there.
That's a great question. I respect that. There you go. What'd you say, Bob?
Well, I just signed a 10-year deal, and it would cost me a lot of money to get out. So chances are pretty good I'm going to be there.
I'm not leaving that kind of scratch on the table.
And he said, well, you know what? My son signed with a guy, promised him he'd be there the whole time, and he wasn't. And my son had to end up transferring because it was a different coach. And I'm looking at him like, so where'd your son go? He said, St. Louis. And I'm thinking, he's blaming Rick for dying?
Rick Majerus. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So I looked at Larry. I said, hey, man, this guy thinks I'm going to die. I said, here's all I can do. I can promise you I'm not going to try.
Yeah.
I'm not going to try.
Wow, that is a crazy story. And truth be told, you have had some health issues. I mean, how are you feeling?
Great.
You okay?
Terrific.
Nice. Just checking on you, Coach. Bobby Huggins with us here on Tiki and Tierney. Tiki knows this. I've done St. John's games for a long time. And when West Virginia was in the conference, because growing up in New York, you know, West Virginia was not in the Big East. When I was a kid, clearly it was the old school Big East. And then, of course, it expanded. It became totally different geographically. And I remember when I first went to Morgantown, and that was the Pitt Snoggle, Mike Ganzi, Beeline team, which was, you know, Air Bear, the kid from Germany, really great team, his son Patrick. The Coliseum, and I remember looking up and seeing Jerry West's name hanging from the rafters. That place, I remember when Davy Crockett came out and fired the rifle into the crowd, I thought I was in Brooklyn. I actually jumped, Bobby, It was my first game. I jumped underneath the scores table. I thought somebody pulled out a gun and was firing into the crowd.
So your partner should have told you to bring an extra pair of shorts.
Well, I didn't go. It wasn't that bad. I didn't do that, but I did duck and I did jump. That place is a really underrated venue. I like the Coliseum.
It's a great place.
It pops. It's pretty good.
It's a great place. And 2010 with Deshaun Butler, who broke the Garden record for threes.
He was a good player. Remember him
most threes without a miss or something like that. Wow. I think he had eight.
I was going to say nine, but it may have been eight. I thought it was nine, but it may have been eight.
Yeah. So we broke the single season attendance record, and then this year we surpassed that.
Oh, wow. So, okay, there you go.
West Virginia people are fantastic.
Solid. Yeah, no, they love what you guys are doing. Now, you guys lost to Nova, obviously, in the Sweet 16. What makes them so good, and who do you like in this Final Four matchup that are coming here this weekend?
They make shots.
Yeah.
I mean, they for all that anybody says, you make shots, you're pretty good. And when Spellman, who had a great game against us, now you're taking your rim protector and he's having to run around and chase people on the perimeter.
Yep.
And you can't leave him. If you leave him, they're going to throw it to him. They share the ball really well. But when I think he's the key.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you can cut off all that. The ISOs that they do in the post and all that, you can deal with all that if you don't have to worry about their center making threes.
That's what I've been saying for a week here because you're
smarter than I thought you were.
Do I look dumb here, Bobby? I mean, that's about the third time you looked at me like I look like a mule here. They're very similar.
He played baseball in college, but he wanted to be a basketball coach.
I did. Oh, I said I would have been a coach. I don't know if I would have made it to your level, but I actually thought about pursuing that. I would have had the rap down. I would have, I don't know if I would have won any games, but a press conference would have been interesting.
That's funny. I thought about pursuing baseball.
Did you play?
I pitched. What do you think?
I don't know. You look like a meatball.
It's boring.
Your fastball is probably like a meatball. What'd you throw? 83? Come on, you didn't have. What'd you have back then?
I threw in the high 80s.
That's nothing. That's not going to get you too
far.
Well,
back then it was.
No, it's not.
I had no technique.
Were you a righty or a lefty?
I never got coached.
Are you a righty or a lefty?
I was righty.
Well, that's not good enough. If you're a lefty, I would have said if you hit spots, we give you a chance.
Yeah.
But what I was going to say about, real quick here, Bobby Huggins from West Virginia, about Nova and Kansas, I'm so happy you bring up Spellman because really – those two teams embody what college basketball has really, truly become. Everybody can handle. Everybody can pass. Everybody's got some range. But Spellman's
the one.
That's
not true. We couldn't pass.
Well, you guys make it up for defense.
We couldn't. I'm telling you right now.
For the most part.
That door over there, if you put our guys about 17 feet away, they couldn't throw it out the door.
You mean they weren't accurate or they weren't willing passers? Both.
No, I think they were willing. Yeah. They were afraid to because they knew what was going to happen.
You think you'll ever change your style?
He's not changing this guy. You kidding me? Changing for what?
Because you make a point that basketball's changing around you, but you're not changing, but you're still having success.
Jeff Van Gundy said this, which I think is absolutely true. I don't watch a lot of NBA because I got to scout people and stuff. But
yeah,
he said somebody was making a point that there aren't any big guys left. You know, all the big guys are gone from basketball. Where's the Wilt Chamberlains and the Bill Russells and the Nate Thurmans? And he said, we've legislated them out of the game.
Hmm. That's interesting.
That's true.
It is.
So now we're going to widen the lane. We're going to do everything possible not to throw the ball on the block. Everything possible.
It's like the NFL. They want to make offense. Well, it's all about offense.
But could there ever be a market correction to where the big man becomes useful again? I mean, everything's cyclical. You know that.
Here's what I don't understand. I get myself in trouble because I actually say what I think instead of what I'm supposed to say.
Yeah, that's why we like you. Go ahead.
We've become European. Mm. We invented the game. We refined the game. We have the best players in the world. And all of a sudden, we want to become European.
Huh. When did that start?
Dirk.
Who started?
Dirk.
That was before Dirk. I think it was before Dirk. I do.
Well, I think it started when we put a three-point line out there. That's probably where it started.
Yeah.
And then the clock.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Wisconsin came here. Dick Bennett, one of the great coaches of all time. And they kept the score low. So what do? We put a clock up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, every time I watch a preview for the Final Four, who's there? Georgetown Villanova.
Yeah. Oh, the
what
best
they
game.
Take nine shots yeah. or something yeah, like that
right.
in the half.
What yeah. a great game.
Oh, great game.
Great game.
Well, it's not good enough now.
Well, then they got to shut up and they got to get a new sport because that's my favorite game of all time.
That's how they shot 80%. That's how they shot 80%.
Yeah.
Harold Jensen didn't miss.
Yeah. But that's, I mean, that started, we've changed the game. And you used to be able to, because you had a great team, you know, not outstanding individuals, but a team. They could pass, they could do some things, and you could make people come out and guard you.
Yeah.
You know? And so, I love Michael. You know, he employed me at his camp for a lot of years, so I love Michael, not for that reason, but I love Michael. Mm-hmm. But Michael's shot that everybody says the great shot that beat Georgetown,
yeah. mm-hmm.
that was a wide open 15-footer.
You got to put that in. You're supposed to hit that.
Wide open 15-footer because they were all standing in a lane.
We could do this all day. Coach, thanks for coming back over, buddy. Bobby Huggins, head coach, West Virginia. There he is. Good stuff. Thank you, Bobby.
Thank you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.